DW.
We are going to meet Khadir Abu Ghattas. I just discovered him this year. He is the greatest discovery ever.
Vivian Sansour is driving to her favorite spot in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. Khadir Abu Ghattas owns a nursery, selling plants and seeds to farmers. He brings Vivian the boxes he has hidden out the back.
This is really Khadir's secret stash. He has all these other things that are traditional, you know, conventional agriculture, but he keeps the good stuff in here.
Vivian's collecting locally grown organic seeds for a new national Palestinian project she's created to preserve and share them. These seeds are now disappearing, replaced with genetically modified seeds and produce. Khadir Abu Ghattas sources his heirloom seeds from elderly farmers across the Palestinian territories. These are the ancient seeds which we always had, but which are no longer easy to find, says Khadir Abu Ghattas. Once they disappear forever, like the dinosaurs, and we'll never have them again. And even the big industrial farming companies are looking for them, as they are the basis of life. The two drive across the West Bank together, like seed detectives, searching for older Palestinian farmers.
So we are now actually, we don't know exactly where we're going. We know we're going to Wadi Fukin.
Wadi Fukin is a Palestinian village near Bethlehem and directly beneath the large Jewish settlement of Beitar Elit. It looks like time stood still in this valley, with its olive trees and small, neat plots full of vegetables. And it's here that Vivian and Khadir get lucky. They find 70-year-old farmer Abu Diya harvesting radishes. He's also harvesting his spinach and squash, grown from heirloom seeds with minimal spraying.
This is the green squash.
This is our squash.
Palestinian squash, okay.
I want to take some pictures.
Vivian photographs the farmer as he washes his heirloom radishes in a pool filled with spring water. He uses a long piece of wood to move the vegetables across the pool. That's as high tech as it gets. Tomorrow morning, the radishes will be sold at the Bethlehem markets. Well, most of them will. Abu Diya gives some to Vivian to take home.
This is for me so romantic. A guy giving me a bunch of radishes or a bunch of mint. Oh my God, he's about to seduce me with a bunch of onions. I'm dying here. Excuse me, I can't talk to you right now.
Abu Diya tells Vivian he supports her seed preservation project.
It is a good idea for our heritage seeds. It's a good. It is good for the changing of the climate.
They part, planning another meeting. He suggests a dinner cooked here in his field. Vivian leaves happy, believing she's enlisted another fighter in the battle against genetically modified produce.
In the heart of it is that I don't want to grow seeds that I cannot grow from the next year. So what does this mean? It means that what Monsanto and companies like that are saying, we have an authority over life. We patent life. And I think life belongs to all of us.
Next morning, Vivian's up early, working on a plot of land in the terraces beneath the West Bank village of Batir, a World Heritage Site. She's reclaiming the land which has been donated to her project with the help of another hardy elderly farmer who uses two pieces of equipment, a hoe and a rake. Now they're planting the seeds she's collected and the seedlings she's grown from them.
Here we have the Jaddu'i watermelon. It's an endangered species. And I was very happy because the seeds were 7 years old, so I wasn't sure that they will actually be vital. The seed holds in its DNA the cultural identity of a people, of a place. And they are seeds that have been developed over
thousands of years where people have carefully selected the varieties they want. And so it's really a tragedy in the world that now we are losing this genetic diversity.
The Israeli train between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv runs at the bottom of the field where Vivian's working. There was an Israeli military move to take over these fields and to use them to build a barrier to protect the train from possible terror attacks. This was challenged by Palestinian and Israeli NGOs in Israel's High Court, and in 2015 they won their case. The fields remain in the farmers' hands, for now, and as Vivian plants her seedlings, they teach her about their ancient methods of water allocation. They cooperate, channeling spring water to each of their fields in rotation, the same irrigation techniques used here for thousands of years, which archaeologists track all the way back to the Canaanites. These farmers who value their local plants are enthusiastic about Vivian's project. But what about the broader community? Vivian concedes that some Palestinians think she's too late.
Some people think, it's a waste of time. Like yesterday, I went to a village where they grow heirloom wheat. And the old lady said to me, all the elders have died and their knowledge and their seed has died with them. And I refuse to accept that. That's what we're doing. We're trying to actually take advantage of this historical opportunity we have, which is to reach out to these people who still have this knowledge, who still have this seed, and preserve it.
Vivian's gathering all the seeds in a new national seed library, which had its formal opening during the past week. The library sits just above the project's newly planted field. You can see what's growing from the balcony. They've also launched a program to spread this information to schools across the West Bank, with the aim of having students help to return plants to the lands where they once grew.
It's exactly how a book library works. You go, you want to, for example, borrow some eggplants, you get a little package and then you grow it. And then you are supposed to make seeds and bring back eggplants the next year for the library. So the idea isn't just that you encourage people to plant again, but you also, in the process, teach people how, or they learn on their own, that's the magic of it also, how to make their own seed.
Vivian Sansour hopes to revive Palestinian history, culture and agriculture, all wrapped up in each little seed. Iris Makler, DW, Batir in the West Bank.
DW,